This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beat 2.
I really like Bernie Sanders. I like what he supports. I think that he's done a fantastic job at improving the amount of political awareness among young people.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Oh, Bernie Sanders. If only the young people, the millennials, had the vote, he would win it all. Ellen Radner from Talk Media News with us right off of the top of this show. Hey, Ellen, how about Bernie Sanders taking Oregon and Clinton?
If he gave a speech in California tonight, and what's amazing is he had all these young, there wasn't one person over, I'd say, 30.
Wow.
And then there's a woman with pink hair. I mean, they clearly do it, you know, for effect and for staging. And they're trying to get the young vote. It's very clear.
Yeah, very, very clear. So Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, though, for the Democrats. Does that mean that she's going to have to win Sanders over to try to get some of that youth vote to try to help push her over the top?
Possibly, although I was told actually by a Clinton person that they're very worried because they're afraid that if he wins California, even if he doesn't have the number of delegates, and she doesn't have the number of delegates, that those quote-unquote superdelegates could flip.
Wow. Wow, boy, that would be crazy. So here we thought maybe the Republican convention would be kind of a free-for-all, but there still is the chance the Democratic convention could be pretty interesting too, huh?
For sure. Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
I think it could be very interesting because we don't know what the superdelegates are going to do.
Yep.
And if the polls are coming that he would do better against Trump than she would, I think it's over.
For her.
Right? For her, yes. Mm-hmm. And people think I'm insane, but, you know, I also called, I hate to say it, but I called Trump in late last August, early September.
Yeah, and look what happened.
And, you know, it's not that I'm in the tank for either one of them or for anybody. It's just that I see it as I see it, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just fascinating, fascinating stuff to watch how it all unfolds. From the D.C. point of view, really, you know, when people are talking off the record, and if we could all be a fly on the wall, and you know a lot of interesting people, Ellen, would they rather have Bernie Sanders, or what do they think the Democrats?
Well, what they think about Bernie is that he's not giving, this is again, you know, the off-the-record kind of thing, they like his message, a lot of the lefties, but they think that he doesn't give very clear answers. They don't like Hillary's message as much, and a lot of them are saying that they wish Elizabeth Warren had run.
Mm. Wow. If it is straight up, somehow, it is Clinton and it is Trump. I have a lot of Democratic friends high up in the party, too, who say, oh, it's definitely Hillary Clinton. But I would say not so fast. Trump is
So fast at all. In fact, I think if it's Hillary Trump, Trump takes it. I do.
And if it's Bernie Sanders Trump, you think Sanders has a better chance?
I do.
Yeah. Wow.
And the polling is proving me right about this. Now, I also want to say something interesting about Trump's numbers in Oregon. He's gotten, at least at this point, now not everything is in, he has 66% of the vote. But Bush unopposed in 2000 had 83%. McCain unopposed in 2008 had 81%. Mitt Romney in 2012 had 71%. That means people either aren't voting or they're voting for somebody else as a protest. So I think you have to look at those numbers as well.
Yeah. Should we read anything into the fact that Trump hired Tony Fabrizio as the famous pollster to help him?
No, I mean, he's making smart business moves, and that's a smart business move.
Yeah, to get the right guy in the right place. And Trump, exactly. of course, as you know, you saw the New York Times article and this whole thing about Trump and women. I personally think it doesn't really dent him at all. Do you?
Not at all. You know, he is Teflon. I mean, they used to say that Ronald Reagan was Teflon, et cetera. No, the fact is that people like Trump because of his economic message.
Yeah, because of his economic message. But he still doesn't get the endorsements from the Republican Party. Will some of them come around?
He's not getting endorsements because he's not playing the game. And
yeah.
Then the more he doesn't play the Republicans' game, the more Republicans, who normally people, you know, vote Republican, or even the old Reagan Democrats, are going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Ellen Ratner, as always, fun to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so there you go. Ellen peels back the onion for us a little bit, and certainly Ellen knows so many people in Washington, has covered politics for a long time, and she's right. She said on the show that Trump was the guy that she thought was going to take it, and people thought she was crazy way back in the summer, and then ultimately look what happened. And so in Oregon, Trump and Sanders win the presidential primaries. It's just, you know, again, interesting to see what's going on with Bernie Sanders, and it's more of the same with Donald Trump, and it just makes for this fascinating run-up to the conventions and what's ultimately going to happen in, you know, in 2016. This November upcoming election, I cannot wait to, one, of course, see ultimately what happens. But how many listening to my voice, how many people paying attention to what's going on are actually going to go out there and vote? We always have such pitiful numbers when it comes to voting. Does this for once mean that people who are tired of the same old, are going to actually go out and vote? They're not going to say, well, you know, it's in the bag for Trump, it's in the bag for Clinton, it's in the bag for whoever. How many times have we heard that expression, depending on who you speak to? Are we just going to see people say, I don't care if my vote cancels out my better half, my other half, the person down the block, whatever, the state that I live in? Will they still go and vote anyway? And I think the answer is, we are going to see record numbers. I think we're going to see shocking numbers. And I love it, because no matter what, thank goodness we live in a democracy, whether it's screwed up in many ways or not, and the frustration cascades over from D.C. and floats into our backyards. Thank goodness we at least can vote, and we don't have guns pointed at our head or stuffing ballot boxes. You could argue there are some other behind-the-scenes shenanigans that go on, but for all intents and purposes, we do have democratic elections. We do. And by the way, Bernie Sanders says his campaign was denied fairness in Nevada. He says it was nonsense that critics accused his campaign of promoting violence. Remember, that was one of the stories that kept coming out. And yeah, on that same thought, Sanders' campaign manager said, you know what, there's not going to be any violence in Philadelphia. We guarantee it. Thank goodness. It is the city of brotherly love, after all. Hang with us. Do you want to throw in your two? You can. 855-266-5283.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And put on a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away that shake-up.
Absolutely. Wake up, America. And speaking of waking up, wake up when it comes to getting to the point where you want to rock the vote. Remember when that came out? I can't remember. That slogan was an MTV slogan. And boy, they played that constantly. Rock the vote. Get out and rock the vote. We're going to get the young vote. Rock the vote. And certainly Obama got a lot of the young vote. But this time around, let's say if there is Sanders in this mix, you heard what Ellen said. She believes that Sanders knocks off Donald Trump. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton and what she's thinking about all of this? I'm sure you're shedding some tears for her. But Hillary Clinton gets bumped by Obama in 2008 with the promise that she's going to be recycled back. This is it. This is her last stand. It's like Custer's last stand. Picture Hillary Clinton. There's a cliff. She's on a horse. She's either riding off in the other direction into the sunset or is she going over the cliff? It's not looking really good for Hillary Clinton. Trump messes that up for her. In a sense, and absolutely, and so does Bernie Sanders. What would it be like to be a lifelong politician, have your husband, who was a president of the United States, and whether you like it or not, a popular one, and then you get the nomination, and you get beaten by the creator of Celebrity Apprentice? I think that would sting a bit. I think it really would sting. And off the record, Hillary Clinton would probably be really fun to hear. Speaking of Hillary Clinton for a quick second here, You know that constantly in these battles with Bernie Sanders, has got a little saucier when they got deeper into the debates. And constantly it was about Goldman Sachs and what she got paid for her speeches. Oh, you know, I give speeches. If I could get one-tenth of what Hillary Clinton gets, I could give Nathan a raise. I could pump up the volume on America Tonight and probably take everybody listening to the show to dinner. Well, I might be at a burger joint, but I probably could take you all to dinner. So it comes out that Hillary Clinton made a nice chunk of change in the speaking realm. And it's not a surprise because she would be considered a celebrity speaker. The Clintons together earned $6.7 million from speeches. That is a tidy sum. That's good living. Trump, on the other hand, made like something like $557 million, but that's not on speeches. $6.7 million from paid speeches in 2015 is sweet. $1.4 million, Hillary Clinton, and over $5 million off of book royalties. Because, you know, you have to turn these forms in, so you got to say what you made. She had six paid speeches in 2015, and they were for, you know, almost $1.5 million. She did three in Canada. Boy, those Canadians, they will pay for political celebrities. I have a friend that is a newspaper guy, and he does speeches in Canada. I think he's holding back from me. He might be getting a little tiny nugget of that. So three in Canada, two in California, one in New Jersey. They gave 25 speeches altogether, and that's what the amount was, over $6 million. So he obviously got a ton of it, got a ton of that money. Here's what I say, if you can get it. But the problem is, I want to find out. It was like the refuge people that paid one chunk of change to her, which I thought was so shocking. I'm thinking, who's booking that meeting? But she is a very, very big name. And while all of this is being released, that Trump made $557 million last year, that the Clintons earned that much money in speaking, you also had Donald Trump, who is making nice, I suppose, with Megyn Kelly. Or at least there was a special interview that was done. And the photo that was released with the two of them, you know, seemed actually okay. So this primetime interview thing, apparently Megyn Kelly kept the conversation personal, not political. There wasn't even any kind of a policy question or anything close to one. The Trump talk was more from personal or potential regrets about things he said or done during the campaign, to failed marriages, to the death of his older brother. And then Megyn Kelly said, let's talk about us, as a segue to the, you know, problems that Trump has shown toward her, the rancor he showed toward her. And he actually sounded kind of contrite. He didn't apologize, but he sounded kind of, you know, contrite. So a special with Donald Trump. And, of course, for Fox, they're no dummies. They know how to inflate the ratings. And that's, you know, again, that's what you do. And like I said, when you looked at the picture of it, the one-hour primetime special, it was pretty interesting, actually, to see it. I mean, kind of, sort of, a smarter in a different way, Barbara Walters. And I bet the ratings were pretty good for that. So that's just a little slice of what was happening. Hey, by the way, coming up, let me give you the menu. We're going to make sure we hit the mailbag. If you're whipping a phone call, you can. Bernie Sanders, 855-266-5283. He's not done yet. Who says that? Hillary Clinton for the Democrats is definitely the nominee. So we'll do the mailbag and also a conversation with Nathan Reeder the technical maestro of this extravaganza for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo. Always interesting when we do that. I get some feedback from many of you saying that you really enjoy it. And we kind of whip around on some of the other oddball news that's happening that you might have missed while you were busy hating whatever political person or hearing more nonsense about what they did or didn't do. It's like if we wrote a book, we couldn't even make it up this good. It's better than Wag the Dog, right? I think it's called Wag the Dog. It's better than any of that. Wag the Tail, Wag the Dog, whatever. It's better than any of the political movies. Better than Manchurian Candidate. Better than anything. And I like political movies. You could go back and you could look at President's Men, etc. But I'd say that this, the real thing is rocking the house. Rocking the house, man. Big time. Because it is almost unbelievable what we've seen, the drama in the last 7 months, I would say, the last 7 months. You know, one thing that, in the interest of transparency, of course, this show is transparent. You can ask us anything you want. But the White House, if you've ever been to the White House, they don't care if you visit, but they care about, or we care about, other people who visit. So visitors' logs show that Google had unbelievable, what they call unrivaled access to the White House. So what does that mean? The director of public policy, Joanna Shelton, the company's top lobbyist, has visited the White House 128 times since President Obama took office in 2009. Wow. And if you compare that to others in that same span, you'd have to pull them all together, and they're at least three times less. And see, the Google Transparency Project releases all this kind of stuff too, because they want to, you know, they want to be transparent. So Google spent $16.6 million on lobbying in 2015. That is a sweet gig. $16.6 million of Google dollars they're lobbying. Do you know this is the 12th most of any company and the most by a tech firm? That's just above AT&T's $16.4 million and Comcast's $15.7 million. Wow! Is that jaw-dropping or is it just me? Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Lulu Kame, je suis plus vite. Ma femme est perdue. Salaud, salaud, dans la boîte, dans la nuit, avec toi. Mon enculé avec moi. Je sais,
ah, oh, Kate Delaney, America tonight. We're having some fun on this show. Sweet! I didn't even have any coffee. I'm not amped up. I'm not taking any of those energy drinks. Or I'm not swallowing 15 Diet Cokes or whatever it might be that gets you to feel a little bit wired. I'm not wired. I hope you're wired. If you want to throw in, you always can. You know, throughout this, we weave it in 855-266-5283. Time for little fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us. Hi, Nathan.
Hi. My voice weighs a lot more than it usually does. Do you think that's how it works?
I was just going to say, your voice sounds really good. Record a bunch of liners for me. That Voices of Experience thing.
Great, do it with that voice. Yes.
That's perfect. You know, there are actually some voiceover people, that's what they do. They used to be, and I thought it was a joke, it used to be they'd smoke a lot of cigarettes, stay up late, and do whatever they could to get that voice a little bit deeper, which I don't understand. The cigarette smoking makes your voice deeper, but that's what somebody told me once. He was a very famous voiceover.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and whiskey. Who needs energy drinks? That's good. I love it. All right, how about this? Let's start with this one, Mr. Nathan Reeder. There's a new review of 900 publications on the effects of genetically modified crops on human health and the environment. They found GMOs pose no additional risks to humans and the environment when compared to conventional crops. What do you think of that?
I'd say that, there are statistical slopes that are acceptable for headlines, and some that are a lot more nuanced. And we've got a long time for everything. I'm not saying that I believe GMOs are necessarily bad, but it's a quick study headline sound to me. That's what it's
Yeah, like a sound bite. Well, but you know what? You said something interesting in there. We still have a long way to go. And I think you're in charge of yourself. And the more you do research, the more you feel better with whatever it is that you're eating. That's what it's about. I certainly believe that fructose and sugars are killing us. You start to look at what sugar grams are in some of the cereals and some of what you eat. And boy, it is crazy how much sugar is in our food. And that's preservatives and whatnot.
I just think that's overeating. Like, we don't necessarily really need as much food as we have, and it's definitely not good food most of the time. So that goes along with it. I don't think sugars are necessarily bad, or fats are necessarily bad, or but you definitely, it's worth it to know how your body reacts.
That's what I think.
You know?
I think everybody's body's different, but you said something also there, too. It's the whole moderation thing. So if you had a little bit instead of 100 pieces of Twizzlers and you had a few of them, it'd probably be okay.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Maybe the key to life, maybe we've just uncovered it here in Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo, is that moderation seems to be the best idea.
Sure.
At least mine. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That's what I think anyway. All right, let's give you another one. How about this? We're seeing that what's happening is with this calling emergencies, 911 calls and whatnot, that kids are getting smarter and smarter about knowing what calling 911 means. There was a 6-year-old that called when the mother went down and was asked, how did you know to do it as a 6-year-old boy? And he was named an honorary Rhode Island state trooper. He called 911 and he, asked for help for his mother who was suffering, that something had happened. His name's Michael Finch, and he told them that his mother was on the ground really suffering with pain, and in his voice he had no panic whatsoever. He was just calm, cool, and collected, and they were able to, he said the address, they were able to come, and they were able to help her and save her. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. How old is this guy?
6 years old.
Good job, buddy.
No kidding. I think that, I don't know. I think it's just smart. I'm going to say bingo. Bingo for that. Bingo for mom telling them, hey, some trouble happens. Because you just don't ever think anything's going to happen to you, And then you have some crazy seizure thing, and that could be curtains, but the kid is smart enough, calmly, boom, picks up the cell phone, knows how to use it, calls 911, describes what's happening, and mom is saved. Love it.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, we need more stories like that. Okay, here's another one. I love Larry David. I like comedy, and comedy is a personal thing. You like this person, you don't like this person, whatever. But I thought he was brilliant. The whole Seinfeld, the show about nothing, and his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And Larry David said on Tuesday, there's a huge Nathan Broadway musical called Hamilton, and it's about Alexander Hamilton that's just exploded. And Larry David says that the success of Hamilton is fueled by white people who don't really understand what's happening in this Broadway hit. But
that never happens.
That never happens. This is what he said. He said they just want to solidify their liberal bona fides. So he says they just want to be hip, and they're going. And it tells the story of Alexander Hamilton's rise to power during the American Revolution, and it uses a lot of actors of color to play white historical figures. And the show is just funny, and he talks about that. He says it is pretty amazing. They did kind of a flip-flop. So I'm going to say bingo. I think it's hilarious.
Wait, which part that Larry David is calling out all the...
No, that Hamilton uses, they use rap and hip-hop, and they tell the story of Alexander Hamilton, and they just do it through different eyes. What a clever, you know, when they say think outside of the box, turn the equation upside down, they really did this, the writers, how they put this together, and it exploded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I've heard only good things about it, and... You know, the impression of modern art and story writing is definitely one of almost lots of surrealism, and that's very important. I mean,
yep.
Just like irony is important throughout our days, and that's why it's there. But it's never not been people. In social atmospheres, having a chance to just go pay for something like everyone else is doing. But it certainly is worth it from what I've heard.
Yep. I've heard the same thing. It's impossible to get tickets. It's just like that other Broadway show, The Book of Mormon. You still can't get tickets to that unless you get halfers when you just happen to be in the city. All right, how about this? A meteorologist has been asked to cover up on live television because she's saying she's being body shamed. This is a woman in L.A. She was asked to cover up her dress with a sweater during a live weather report, and she said she's been hit with a barrage of body shaming emails since the viral ordeal over the weekend. Again, KTLA is the channel, and the woman's name is Liberté Chan, and she had a beaded, sleeveless black dress she wore on television, but so she just got just slammed for it. The emails say things like, and she's really cute. I saw a picture of her. She looked fine, actually, during this broadcast. But the emails say she has fatty arms, she has this, she has that, blah, blah, blah. And she says, look, as a meteorologist, you're in a vulnerable, you know, situation. You're showing your entire body. It became much more about my body than my brain. It's turned into such a bigger issue than just a sweater. She said she was caught off guard when a male coworker handed her a cardigan sweater in the middle of a report. When she asked why and if it's because it's cold, the colleague said, we're getting a lot of emails. They did it live on television. She said she was shocked. Do people go into your work and complain about what you're wearing? And she said she's been in the news industry for more than a decade. And she said, you know, maybe the black dress was just too flashy. But I can't believe the anchor, who's the people that said, well, just hand her a sweater and tell her that they're getting complaining emails. They did it on live television like it was Anchorman or something, the movie. That's just crazy. I'm going to say shred it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look this up because there was another one where she wore like a green dress, I guess. So the green screen was in there.
Green screen.
And she was asking.
Liberté Chan.
But, whatever. This is dumb.
Crazy.
And people are mean.
People are mean.
When you get down to comments on every single social site, you do not feel very good for the concepts inside of people's heads. But I swear, the anonymity thing really
was
bad. What's going on.
Yeah.
It's the anonymity thing that gets people able to bash you from afar.
Right, because they're not giving up anything. They just can make up a name or have a first name or whatever, and they can say whatever they want. And that started with chatting and then went from chatting and beyond in the viral world. Absolutely. All right, another edition of Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo in the books. Thank you, Nathan. Mail's next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper.
We've got those letters. It's a miracle, thanks to the internet. So many of you, I say this all the time, you just crack me up because this is the biggest emailing audience I ever have had, and I love it. You know, I was on in New York, and you have millions of people listening. It's like just a given, no matter what time you're on. You hardly ever got emails, just death threats because you talked about the Mets instead of the Yankees. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we got mail. Okay, how about this? We got this one from Alan. Katie Kate, love you. Have just started listening to you. Somehow I found you by accident when I was cruising across the desert in Arizona. I made my way from Sedona listening to you all the way to Phoenix, and I fell in love with the show. It's funny, it's edgy. And I get your sarcasm. I wonder how much of that is lost on some of the people listening to the show. They might not appreciate it. I do. What's the scoop on Paul Ryan? Now, all of a sudden, really embracing Donald Trump. Do you think he was elbowed by a few of the top brass into buckling down and accepting Donald Trump? Well, he's the Speaker of the House. He met with him for 2 hours. He came out of the two-hour meeting, if you'll recall, and said, that they had some differences. But since that meeting, it's interesting. He says he has no issue with the NBC News SurveyMonkey poll that was released Tuesday that shows that more Republicans and Republic-leaning voters trust Donald Trump to lead the party than Ryan. He said, I hope it's Donald Trump. He's getting the nomination. He's wrapping up the nomination. In fact, this was the word. Nearly 6 in 10 Republicans said they trusted Trump, that he was the guy. So I wonder who they polled. Paul Ryan is doing what he has to do, because here's the thing. Republicans, you know, it's like sports teams. If you're playing on the Republican team, you better somehow get in line with the Donald Trump dealio, because he is the guy. So feelings aside, people you were friends with, you wanted to see, get the nomination, they're not getting it. So you either support your horse or you get out of the way, and you're not doing anything to help your party. Because we do still have these parties, and there's a reason why they exist. And people remember when you don't step forward and support the other guy. Paul Ryan has presidential ambitions. Remember? And he's young enough that that will come back around. So he has to step up and try to do what he can to help Donald Trump rather get elected. He certainly is not going to try to dish him and not have him get elected. He might not have to full-on fall over him and endorse him, but he has to be there. I mean, definitely. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, did you see Megyn Kelly in that farcical of a special with Donald Trump? I do give Fox credit. It's about ratings, and you need to get ratings. And obviously, Megyn Kelly is attractive, well-spoken, seems to be well-liked, is getting decent ratings for that network, because none of the networks are drawing the kind of numbers they used to, because it's a fractured market, number one. And Donald Trump talked about everything except for the whole political deal. And it seemed oddly very much like an interview you'd see with Katie Couric or Barbara Walters. Do you think that was intentional? I don't know if it was intentional. It was intentional to play up the Megyn Kelly-Donald Trump thing. Roger Ailes is no dummy. He graduated from the same college I went to, Ohio University, many, many decades before me. But he's a TV exec. These guys have to pay the bills. And, of course, Megyn Kelly Presents, a one-hour primetime special, is a big deal. What the ratings are is going to be interesting. And maybe she is auditioning to be the next Barbara Walters, the next 10 most fascinating people. I'm not sure. But it was definitely a lighter side, that's for sure. Not so much the same kind of Megyn Kelly you see on the Daily Fox show. It was a little bit different from that. And it doesn't hurt her. That's obvious. It's not going to do anything to damage her reputation. And certainly for Fox, look, Donald Trump sells. And Donald Trump knows he sells. And it's not going to hurt him either. Because if you think about it, with this whole woman thing and the New York Times, it's not going to tank him. But it doesn't hurt him to play nice with Megyn Kelly. So it was an obvious win-win for the network, for him, for Megyn Kelly. That's what I think about it. All right, how about this? Comes to us from Perry, also listening in the great state of Texas. Affluenza, that idiot. They moved him to a jail that wasn't quite as, shall we say, bare knuckles. They moved the teenager to an easier kind of jail cell. When you say easier kind of jail cell, this kid looks like he couldn't do 2 days. And, of course, remember the affluenza defense, killing 4 people while driving drunk. They did move him out of a maximum security place, if that's what you mean. So, you're not white-knuckling it. If you've ever been in a maximum security prison, I went in there one time in Lompoc, California, to do a story, and I was very happy to get in and out of that prison, talk to the warden in his office, had to make the move down the chain gang, where, in other words, I went right down the middle of the cells, and I cannot even tell you the things that were said. I don't even know if I know everything that was said. I was a wreck. I was just like, boy, we got to get out of here. I said to the cameraman, here's a little peelback moment. Spray. That's an expression in the television world when I was doing TV news. And I said, just get what you need. Just boom, move that camera around. And he was a wreck. And I said, let's just get out of here. So we did our story, which was on Mariolitos, actually, and that whole thing. Isn't it funny how far we've come with Cuba and what was happening then versus what's happening now? So anyway, the affluenza kid, I digress, Ethan Couch is his name. He was moved because of a judge upholding a sentence of 2 years in jail for him. It didn't make sense, they said, to have him so long in a maximum security place, and it was for his own protection, because it certainly, like I said, maximum security, wow. I mean, the whole thing was brutal, what happened. And his case got moved to the adult system in February. That's when that judge sentenced him to four consecutive jail terms of 180 days for each of the four people he killed. And his sentence, they challenged it, appealed it, and it was upheld last week. So he's doing that whole freight, which is probably a good thing. We'll see what happens when he comes out of prison. All right, here's one from Joseph. Hello, Kate. You still have your big fan club here in Sarasota. Don't disappoint us. We hope to see you sometime very, very soon. I was wondering if you've seen any great movies lately and if you would recommend any movies. Well, you know, we do that cheap movie review thing that we do once a week. And I'm trying to think. I haven't been to any new movies. I've been swamped. You know, it's kind of hit or miss with me. And I know some people have seen Captain America Civil War and they say they liked it. I had a friend that saw Money Monster, and they liked that. The Huntsman, Winter's War, I know somebody that saw it. They saw the first one. They thought it was great. Lately, if you want to know the truth, the only television I watch that veers off of what's happening in the world is I have watched this series. You know, if I sit down to watch something, it's a few serial watching things. Boom, boom, boom. Like, almost like reading a book. If I have just a tiny chunk of time, that's what I want to do. And it's called Turn, and it's about Washington spies. It's very good. I would recommend it. It's on AMC. Very, very good. You have to see it from the first season, though. It's into its third season. Thanks for all the emails, guys and gals. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.